What's up? This is Marquise.
Hey, this is Ari.
And this is Kim. This is Relationship X Religion Podcast.
So, what's been going on this week with you guys?
The weather. The weather was crazy this week. Having to go into work, because I still go into the building. So, yeah, having to go to work in the rain, man, I kind of wish I'd have stayed home.
Because, the monsoon now.
Yes. It was nice and, you know, calm. And then like 4 o'clock, it got real dark. I was like, all right, we about to go see Dorothy and Oz or something, because
the flap and heaven opened. That's what it was.
Yes. For real. It was pretty bad.
This week. It happened several times this week. So yeah, it was a lot of rain.
Yes. And then it was cold.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it got like what, to 80 something degrees later on in the week, and I was like, all right, mm-hmm. pick a side. What do you want
to
do?
Now supposed to be 90 today, like,
right?
The year of 2020, you never know what's gonna happen next.
Right, for real, you never know what you're gonna get.
It depends on who rolling the dice. That's what it is.
Right.
Oh gosh, what about y'all?
And I know basically this, I know this week has transitioned into like opening up more from the pandemic and everything. So, but I'm staying in the house. I don't care what anybody else say. I am in the house. I'm not going out until everything is clear.
For real.
So that might be a while.
I'm with you on that. I'm still wearing my mask when I go out to the stores. I'm still sanitizing everything that comes in this house.
I did a grocery order. I picked up a grocery order this morning, and I sat there like I bought my bags inside and left them by the door. Then I took my Clorox wipes and wiped down everything that I bought. Play no games.
I do not blame you for that. So since you're talking about food, let's go into our question that we have. So I want to ask y'all, since I love food, I love cooking and everything, let me ask you guys, of these four things, which one has to go? Seafood, dessert, soul food, or carnival food?
That's a hard one.
I don't know. That's I go first. I'm gonna go say seafood. I don't like seafood. So I'm good. Seafood can go out the door.
Okay. So when you say seafood, do you mean like all seafood, like
crab legs? Come out of the water?
Right.
It depends. Like, I don't know. I know shrimp for sure. Like, I can't do shrimp. Well, I could do shrimp. It's like one thing that turned me off with shrimp one time, and if I taste any bit of water in the shrimp, like, I can't take it. It's like, nope, can't do it.
Oh, wow.
So,
where are you getting shrimp from? Because that sounds like it shouldn't be.
Right.
I don't know what it is. Like, it, I don't know. It's just something that maybe my mind is pulling it out. So, I can't do seafood. Soul food and everything else can stay.
We'll say for shrimp, if it's not cleaned, I'm not eating it. And I've been somewhere overseas where they do not clean their shrimp. They pull it out the ocean, they saute it, and they throw it on a plate. And I threw it back because I was not about to eat that.
Yeah, and then I found out something about shrimp the other day, and I was like, ugh.
The poop?
That they bottom feeders?
Yeah, the bottom feeders.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Hey, what does that say about people who eat chitlins? Because, I mean...
Oh, yeah, I ain't eating that.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'd rather eat shrimp and catfish than chitlins.
True. What about you, Kim? What has to go?
So, for me, I would say carnival food, but only because out of the four, that's the one that I eat the least.
That makes sense. So, I probably agree with you on that one.
Yeah. Because I love stuff and everything. And, like, with carnival food, it's hard because you get so many, like, unique things that you ain't going to get until you go to another carnival.
Right. So, definitely. Because there's some stuff at the carnival I definitely want to try, but I'm okay with not having it.
Right. So, now that we got a small glimpse of Ari with the one has to go question, let's go a little deeper. But before we do, we just want to let you know that this episode, as well as the next couple episodes, will be more of a interview style to really open up the dialogue. So, Ari, what is your backstory?
Oh, man, so how far back do we want to go?
Guess we as far as you want to take us.
Okay, so actually, I was born in Southern California. A lot of people don't know that. I grew up in Riverside County, Moreno Valley, California. Through to my preteen years, we moved to North Carolina. And I will say that that definitely played a major role in how I grew up. I think had I stayed in California, it definitely would have been a little different as far as developing, maturing as a person, even just my relationship with God and everything probably would have been totally different from how it is now. I am one of three. I have two older brothers. I'm the only girl. No, I am not spoiled, which most people would say that when you're the only girl and the youngest, that you are spoiled. I don't believe I'm spoiled. I think that I earned everything that I got. Even though most people probably be like, oh no, your parents probably gave it to you because you're the only girl. Lies and deceit. I definitely earned everything that I got. What else should I say? Personality-wise, I am an introvert. So I am one of those people who can be by themselves for hours, days, months. That's why this quarantine thing is not bothering me so much. Because I can be by myself and be good. I am very comfortable with that. As I said before, I love cooking. I love to travel. I feel like I'm doing like a dating interview thing right now.
Let it all out, friend.
Tell me about yourself. I am 5'6" and let me stop. What else is there? I don't know. I went to UNC, Chapel Hill, go Tar Heels. Awesome. Yeah.
Pretty sure we got a few fans just from that fact alone.
Yes, go Tar Heels. All right.
So, how or when were you introduced to the church?
As far back as I can remember, I probably was about 4 or 5 years old, being back in California. We used to drive to a church that was like almost probably about 45 minutes away from the house. So introduced as a young child, but I definitely will say, even though I was introduced to the church, I would not say I was really paying attention when I was in church. It was just something I knew because we get up early, get dressed, go to church, and we go home. I didn't know much other than that's what I was supposed to do on Sundays.
Right. I was
like, put on those itchy stockings and and that ruffle dress. For real. And get up and go to church. That's what I knew.
Yeah. I hated the tights and the dresses and the, oh my goodness.
Yes.
But I had to experience that.
Yes. Lucky you.
Exactly.
Please understand, but when I finally got 18, I was like, I ain't doing no tights, no stockings, no nothing. Now,
for real.
Even now, the only time I do it is if it dropped down below 60. That's when I might throw on something over my legs. If
exactly.
Not, you getting all these little yellow legs.
And with you on that. But yeah, introduced as a young child.
Gotcha. So with that, like, with you being introduced as a young child, like, when was the first time you got saved?
Let's see. Okay, so the church that we started out in, we actually ended up leaving. I'd have to ask my parents why we ended up leaving that church, but we went there probably from like probably about 3-4 years. And then there was a period where we weren't going to church, still reading the Bible at home, but weren't going to church. And then my neighbor who moved into a house across the street from us was a pastor. So then we started going to their church. And that's when I first will say I would say I got saved in quotation marks because for me, I mean, I didn't really know what it meant to be saved, if I'm being honest. It was more so of, you know, you get to the end of service, pastor's done preaching, and they ask, you know, who wants to give their life to God? And, you know, you raise like, your hand. Exactly. Raise both hands while everybody's eyes are closed.
It's kind of hard just trying to figure that out, though. It's like,
what? It is. It is. And I mean, being young and not really understanding it, it was just the matter of this is what you're supposed to do. So honestly, I was doing it like every Sunday. All right.
Right.
In the service, pastor said, raise your hands. I raised my hands. And that was it. And that's what I knew. It's just, you know, you're supposed to be saved, but not really knowing and understanding what it means to have salvation and like redemption and everything. So
I think that happens a lot, though, like more often than people really think. So
right,
that's very true. Like you don't think about it because it's like your own personal perspective. You're thinking about yourself and more so like, oh, maybe it's just me.
Right.
You kind of feel guilty about that because you're kind of like, oh, well, nobody else really knows that I'm raising my hand, you know, but
right, because everybody's eyes is
they're supposed to be closed.
Everybody's eyes closed, head bowed. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I say. It's supposed to be closed, but I mean, honestly, at a young age, I would say that was the first time I was, you know, introduced to being saved. It wasn't until later on in my college years that I really understood like what it meant to be actually saved and have redemption and, you know, start to develop a relationship with God.
Yeah, because I don't want to say I don't see people like kids getting saved, but I feel like once you kind of go through a little bit of your journey in life, mm-hmm. like you kind of cherish that being saved a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Than what you did, like, because as a kid, it's like, I mean, I ain't got into
right,
nothing.
Ain't doing nothing. Yeah.
I may have stole some candy here or there, or went in my mother's purse or
right,
something.
Right.
But like growing up, I feel like, not saying that I'm saying get saved when you get older, but I'm saying just you cherish it a little bit better.
Right, it means yeah. something different as you get older.
Yeah. What I thought about was like, how much did it really matter to me?
Yeah.
As a young child, like it wasn't something like, it was something I knew I was supposed to do. And it was like more so of a religious point, like routine-like thing that, hey, at the end of service, pastor says, hey, raise your hand if you want to be saved. I mean, I don't want to go to hell, so, you know, let me raise my hand.
Right.
So that was that part. It didn't really make sense to me, and it didn't really matter to me as much as when I got older and truly understood it.
Because, too, like, as an adult, you have a choice. Mm-hmm. As a kid, you don't feel like you have a choice.
Right.
It's like, I'm ultimately, yes, I got a choice, but I know if I do this, like, I will be looked differently upon. You know what I'm saying? But as an adult, you're like, man, I got a choice whether I do this or not, because I can do whatever I want to do.
Right. Exactly.
So when you finally make that decision to be like, okay, I really want to do this, it means a lot more to you. And so that's why I felt like I had to add that in there. But that's definitely the ultimate point of it. Like, yo, I have a choice to not do this at all, but I'm making a choice to do it.
So agreed, that was good. Agreed.
So with that being said, have you ever left the church?
As I said before, there was a period like from between the first church that I remember going to my neighbor's church, that we weren't actually going to church for that time. And for me being a kid, I'm just like, oh, I got a free day. it wasn't even about, you know, oh, we're just not going to church. It was like, oh, I ain't got to get up in the morning. Oh, I'm good. You know, still, you know, reading the Bible, not truly understanding it, but it was still more like a routine thing. Like, you know, I'm supposed to read my Bible. Check. It's done. And then when we moved to North Carolina, there was kind of gaps in going to church. So like it would be like, oh, when I go to my cousin's house, we're going to church. Right. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Like, you're going to church. And so my parents are still kind of in like the transition point of moving here and trying to get us adjusted and everything. So me being free, I was like, look, I'm going to my cousin's house to stay over there. So I already know I'm going to church on Sunday. So like in there's like some gaps where I was going to church and then I wasn't going to church. But I won't ever say I truly just left the church and like gave up my faith. I always believed in God. Still believe in God, but it was still just a matter of not being truly connected and not really being in a church home at that point.
Right. All right. So let me ask you this. What happened when you found Christ for yourself?
So I will say, once I got past the routine part of being in church, because, you know, even when I got into my college years, that's when I was more consistently going to church. Also being on the gospel choir, we always had to be at some church event pretty much just about every week. So at that point, it was probably more so into my later years at school that I truly was like, all right, get it together. Like, you're doing a lot. You got to get it together. You need me. Like, I need God. Like, I need you. Like, it's no longer a matter of, oh, you're there. It's, I need you, God. And so that point in me, like, maturing and everything is the point where it was just like, all right, let me sit down and really dive into my word. Let me be consistent about going to church. Man, if I still have my old laptop has like all those, like, you know how your computer, you can like put those little sticky tabs and everything. Mm-hmm. You couldn't even see like my desktop screen because like all of it was just sticky notes of Bible verses and different messages and everything. And so like at that point, it was just like, that's when I truly was like, all right, let me really dive into this thing with Christ.
Wait. So in that, explaining that, you said gospel choir? I thought I heard gospel choir in there. I mean, I want to know a little bit about this. I mean, we can do this further down the line, but just know we're gonna come back to this.
Yes, I was on the gospel choir pretty much every year when I was in school. I don't sing in public, just so you know.
Okay.
I'm the same way.
See,
I sing amongst a group.
Right.
Amongst the group.
Right. Right. I don't do karaoke. I don't do it seriously, but yeah, I sing a little bit, and like there are only a few people that know, have like actually heard my true voice when I sing. So yeah, that's not happening on here, just so you know.
Dibbling, dabbling some stuff, but
so was the choir part of, like, was it a school?
Yeah, so it was you in college. Mm-hmm. It was UNC Gospel Choir. So actually my roommate and I both were on the choir together. So she was the one that got me to join the choir. And then from there, like most of my friends were on the choir with me. So yeah. So
awesome.
Find some footage on that.
Nope.
You gotta find the footage.
No, thank you.
Well, know who never to get upset. He'll come pulling up all the little dirt.
Right, exactly. AKA FBI over here.
Right.
You got that right.
All right. So now that you found Christ for yourself, what were some of the first steps that you took toward building your relationship with Him?
I will say it was a matter of just, one, realizing that I needed God. I needed to have that time with him. I needed to talk with him. I needed to understand the word. So it was like, all right, the easiest, or not easiest, the best way for me was to get committed to going to church and getting under a pastor who teaches the word and isn't just talking at you. Because I've been in some churches like that where it's more so them just talking at you rather than making sure you're understanding what that portion of the Bible is talking about, where it's going, what I'm trying to get you to understand from the word and not just from my own opinion. So that was definitely like the first steps. And then also after being in a church and being committed to actually hearing the word and going back and talking about it myself, it was a matter of reading the word for myself and committing to like having a Bible verse to go to, getting up in the morning and praying and staying committed to those things. That was the part for me that I needed to make sure that I was doing this and taking those steps.
Yeah, cause that, like that big thing when you said reading the word for yourself is the ultimate thing to this whole relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Bible tells us to get our own understanding.
Exactly.
Of the word.
Right.
Yeah.
Of the word.
Within context, too.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's definitely, that's a wonderful story, man. And listening to your story, it kind of helps us realize that just a little bit more about yourself. We did, like, if some of you didn't know, some of the listeners didn't know that, like, Ari is the creator of this show. And like she brought us on, but we want to know like what made you create this show.
Okay, so that's a whole story in itself. So I was actually on my way home from visiting one of my best friends, and it was a good 6-hour drive, so I had time. So I'm listening to my gospel music. I remember I had to take the back way home because there was just so much traffic. It actually was Memorial Weekend. Speaking of which, we're right here at Memorial Weekend. So I'm on my way home. I'm listening to gospel music and I just get to the point where I'm just like, all right, let me just talk to God. And so I remember I'm talking to God and I know at this point I'm trying to better develop my relationship with God. I'm trying to go deeper. And at that point, I'd already been like, did like this good 30-day devotional on purpose and calling and trying to figure out where I'm supposed to be and what I'm supposed to be doing. And a little bit in my feelings, I will say that. So I'm talking to God on the way home. And there was a song that was on, I can't remember what the song was, but I just started thinking about, you know, if I had to put it in my own words for like my generation, it was like, I needed a better vibe with God. And so from that point, it was like, it clicked right there. And I was like, maybe I'm not the only one who needs that and some way to represent that with God. And so it initially started out, it wasn't the podcast when I started this actually. It was like, all right, if I want to represent God in my own way and put it out there, I wanted to put it out there as God vibes. That's what I was putting out there. Little did I know that was not gonna happen. So I jumped into that. I was going hard with that, like trying to get the apparel stuff and all that together. Cause I was like, this is my way of representing Christ in my generation. And so that idea got cut short And when I tell y'all, I was in my feelings with God. I was 2 weeks. It was 2 weeks before Easter Sunday. And so let me say, before I go there, this was all in 2017. So this has been coming for a good 3 years. So 2018, I'm like, all right, I'm getting ready to get this stuff together. I'm about to go get my stuff trademarked. Somebody had just trademarked the name. And so I'm just like, oh, are you kidding me? I'm like, God, you gave this to me. What am I supposed to do with this now? All in my feelings, upset with God. And for people who are like, oh, you can't be upset with God. Look, we have our moments.
Yes.
God knows us. Right. He knows our heart. So I was upset with God. And I remember I wrote in my prayer journal this good old 2-page note to God about how I'm supposed to do this. I don't understand what I'm supposed to do. I don't know where this is going. So literally for like 2 weeks, I was just in my feelings. And I remember Easter Sunday of 2019. I was sitting there and my pastor was preaching and I just hear something say, relationship ex religion. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, all right, where are we going with this? Where are we going with this? Because it changed the dynamics of everything. It was no longer just about having a vibe with God. It was going deeper into understanding what it means to have a relationship with God versus just being religious, because there's a difference.
Absolutely.
And from that point, it was just like, all right, we're going in head first with this. So that's where we are today.
Awesome. So what will the listeners get from the show? What can they expect from the show?
As far as the show, like I said, it's going to be talking about relationship with God versus relationship with religion, but we're definitely going to get into some different topics. We're going to talk about your friendships as it relates to your relationship with God. We're going to talk about the church home. We're going to talk about traditional churches versus the millennial style churches. We're going to talk about tithing and from the relationship with God point of view versus a religious point of view. I mean, there's so much coming up as far as what you can expect from me. I am the, you'll probably call me like the researcher type of person. I don't negate the Bible, never will. The word stands. So, but I like to try to keep my bias out of it when it comes to other people's perspectives. So I'm a researcher for the point of making sure I see it from other people's point of views as to not tear them down, but still the word of God will still stand.
That's good.
So through all of that, In this time that we are in now, like, where are you now? Like, with your relationship with God or just spiritually?
I will say I'm still maturing. I'm still growing. I'm farther along than I was before. I will say that I don't think that you ever reach a point where you're just like, I got it. Because, I mean, you're going to go through some trying times. You're going to go through some valleys and you're going to hit the mountaintop at some point, and you're going to stumble and you might be back down in the valleys again. So I will say me and my relationship with God, like, it has its ebbs and flows, and I'm in a better place where I am more consistent I won't say I'm completely consistent because I get lazy sometimes. And, you know, sometimes the Holy Spirit be whispering me, like, pick up that Bible, and I get easily distracted by something else. And then I'm like, oh man, I should have read my word. But I'll definitely say that I have grown. I am definitely farther along than I was before, and I'm happy with where I'm going. I won't say I'm quite there yet, because I'm still learning to memorize my Bible verses and be responsible with continuously reading my word and definitely praying and everything. So that's where I'm at now.
That's good. So, like, with all of that being said too, it's like, what kind of advice would you have for someone that's just starting this or trying to actually regain their relationship with God?
If I had to tell somebody, I would say be open, be present, and be real. One, be open. Because if you are closed off to what God is trying to do in your life, you're going to miss out. I will say that you are truly going to miss out on something amazing. And not just for you, but for other people around you. Be present, because you can't be stuck on things that didn't work out. Like, if I would have been stuck on God vibes, we would have never reached this point.
Right.
Because I'd have been sitting in an unnecessary space trying to do something that God called me to, something bigger, in which somebody also prophesied to me about where this was supposed to be going. So if I wasn't present, I definitely would have missed it. And be real. We don't have it all together. I will say that. Like, let's be real. I am not perfect. Nobody is perfect. We are imperfect beings. And I'm just going to be real about where I'm at, what I'm doing. And if you're not being real with that, God knows you. He knows your heart. He knows who you are. He knows everything about you. He knows the number of hairs on your head. So don't try to play God. You right. will not win. Just know that. So, yeah, if I had to say that, it would be open, be present, and be real. So, with that being said, we definitely want you guys to get in on the conversation with us. So, if you have any questions that you would like to ask me, you can hit us up on our social media. You can talk to us on Facebook, connect with us there at Relationship X Religion. That's Relationship Space X Space Religion, as it says. And then also you can reach us on Instagram at Relationship X Religion. That's all one word, no space, no underscore for that part. So definitely reach out to us for that.
And just one closing thought. One of the objectives for this podcast is to help you get persuaded by religion, but fully convinced by relationship with God. So until next time, this is Relationship X Religion Podcast.